Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. Our guests today are Debbie Kissinger and Shar Yoder with HCI Care Services. And upcoming this Saturday is the annual Fill the Stands event. Debbie, can you tell us a little bit about what this is?
Yes, this is our third annual Fill the Stands event at the Knoxville Raceway. We've partnered with Brian Stickle there at the track, and we're trying to bring as many people to the stands to raise money for our patients and family here in Marion County. We have $2 off coupons that are people, as they bring their coupon into the track, the raceway will donate $3 back to HCI Care Services. So we're excited about the event. Last year we raised $1,500. This year our goal is $5,000. We do have a new piece we've added to it. We have about 20 raffles. For instance, we have a Kindle and VIP passes to the track, a lot of pictures, autographed shoe from Dale Jarrett. And the raffles are two for $5 or one for $3. And you do not need to be present to win, and we will be posting those that night at the track.
And so if with this raffle, there's a 50-50 raffle, are you guys separate from that? And if so, where can they find you?
Yes, we are separate from the 50-50. We are under the grandstands as you walk into the track.
Okay. I think you
with
said
our,
that. I'm sorry.
With our buckets. No, you're good.
And did you say an autographed shoe? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's an autographed. I probably should know more about that little shoe. Dale Jarrett, he's a NASCAR driver. That is a his autographed a shoe. The value of the shoe, I believe, is $200. So we're hoping that it brings good money.
All right. And you guys, I have a new mission recently as well, you said. Can you explain your new mission, what it is, and...
Yeah, first of all, you might be wondering what HCI Care Services is. It's formerly Hospice of Central Iowa, and we're really excited to have this event again. The Knoxville community really supports us, and it's really a part of what we do, providing end-of-life care for patients and their families. Our new mission is promoting dignity, independence, and quality of life through compassionate and effective community-based care. We've had some changes over the past year in that we are now starting a program called palliative care and also a private care duty line for our patients. So that's just beginning. We're using our expertise that we know that we have in providing excellent end-of-life care and really helping patients and families stay in their homes longer, even when they don't have that terminal diagnosis. Hospice care is really providing support to patients to really help them live each day that they have to their very best. It's a lot more about living than it is about death. And we have a team of professionals here in Knoxville made up of nurses, social workers, counselors, aides, volunteers. We have many volunteers from the Knoxville community that also help us provide care for our patients. We work very hard at making sure that patients' symptoms are managed, those difficult things that can happen at end of life. We provide support to family members to help with reconciliation of relationships and just helping people review their life so that it is a good death. And then we also provide bereavement services after the death to the family members so that they can grieve appropriately and then go on with their life and have hope in the rest for the rest of their life.
And you mentioned volunteers in there. Is there qualifications to have to be a volunteer? Are there different kind of volunteer opportunities available?
There are many opportunities available. We do, a lot of our volunteers will be companions to our patients, but we also have opportunities for people to do office work, to deliver supplies. Pretty much anything that you have a talent in, we could probably utilize that. So We do have a volunteer coordinator, and she's here in the office. She would be happy for anybody to stop in if they're interested in doing that for us.
Okay. The money from Fill in the Stands goes to your foundation. Zachary, can you explain a little bit more about what the foundation does?
Yes. It's HCI Foundation, formerly Hospice of Central Iowa Foundation. We, you may not know, but we actually grant wishes. We have three programs. It's a quality of life program that we utilize the dollars with. A recent wish we just did was we flew a family in from California to be with their family member who was at her end of life. It brought great closure to the family, and they ended up staying through her death, and it's just been a wonderful outpouring of compassion to the family. They've been very grateful. We also could not do those things without the dollars that are given to our foundation. We are a 501c3, so we're a nonprofit organization, and we do appreciate the community support.
Another piece of that is that we provide financial assistance for patients who do not have the ability to pay for hospice services. It could be that they don't have private insurance, or they don't have Medicare. And so our financial assistance program helps them in that.
Okay. Is there anything else you guys would like to say?
I would like to thank our sponsors. Casey's General Store is a sponsor. They are sponsoring the giveaway bags. We have these nice nylon bags that will be given away at the track for the first 800 people that come through. So Casey's, thank you for sponsoring. Also, Identity Group also helped purchase the bags to be given away. And then also KNIA, KRLS has been a generous sponsor by advertising and helping us promote the Fill the Stands event. So I wanted to thank our sponsors.
And where can they pick up these coupons at?
The coupons are in our office here, HCI Care Services, next to the Coffee Connection on the square. You can also go to our website, which is hcicareservices.org, and print the coupon. You cannot pick them up at the track, though. You have to have them before you arrive. So.
Okay, and that's Fill in the Stands this Saturday at the Knoxville Raceway. You heard where you can pick up your coupons. And also, I believe it's double 410 feature night, so it's a big night at the Raceway anyway. So be sure you get there and get your coupons over here at HCI Care Services. And there'll also be a raffle, so be sure you get out to the Raceway this weekend for a good cause and a good time. Our guests today on Let's Talk Knoxville have been Debbie Kissinger and Shar Yoder with HCI Care Services, formerly Hospice of Central Iowa. I'm Aaron Gurnett. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.